In Thailand, the Constitutional Court has ordered the ruling party to be disbanded and the prime minister to step down. This satisfies a key demand of anti-government demonstrators who've been occupying Bangkok's two main airports for nearly a week. A key opposition leader now says that's enough and that demonstrators will begin leaving the airports tomorrow. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
The anti-government demonstrators from the so-called People's Alliance for Democracy got most of what they wanted today when Thailand's Constitutional Court essentially eviscerated the ruling People's Power Party after one of the party's senior members was found guilty of vote fraud in last year's general election. The ruling means that Prime Minister Som Chai-wong Sawat and many party leaders are banned from politics for 5 years. Two other allied parties were also banned. Outside the courtroom, thousands of red-shirted supporters of Prime Minister Som Chai's party expressed their displeasure with the uncommonly swift verdict. Many of the demonstrators were visibly agitated, shouting, "Fight, fight," before being forced to vacate the area by police. Many government supporters see the verdicts as a sham, part of a creeping coup by the Bangkok elite to deny the mostly rural majority its government.
The court verdicts to dissolve the three government parties has exacerbated this crisis. Some see it as a way out, but in fact, they're likely to make this intractable crisis now even worse.
Political analyst Thitinampong Sudarak of Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University.
The pro-government protesters now are likely to mobilize because they see this as a grand effort to disenfranchise their voters. And I don't think that they would just go home back to the farm quietly. So we're going to see some tumultuous times ahead now.
But many foreign tourists trapped here for the past week won't be around to witness those tumultuous times, if they occur. Now that the opposition People's Alliance for Democracy has agreed to leave both airports it occupied last week. PAD leader Sonthi Limthongkul. A weary-looking Sonthi declared victory today, a victory he said resulted in the dissolution of what he called the three corrupt political parties in the government's ruling coalition. He said the PAD would withdraw from both airports and government house, which it has occupied for more than 3 months, beginning tomorrow. But he warned that if what he called a puppet government loyal to deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat is returned to office, the PAD will take to the streets again. What happens next is unclear. The parties that were dissolved today are expected to reconstitute themselves in a new party created months ago when the threat of dissolution first became apparent. What that means is that pro-Thaksin parties are likely to form the new government out of the ashes of this one. And that's likely to mean more political instability. Analyst Thitinampong Sudarak is skeptical the PAD has completed its agenda.
The ultimate goal is to get to an interim administration so that they can rewrite the rules or write a completely new set of rules, a new constitution. They reject the principle of one man, one vote, because as long as we have a one man, one vote system, they will always lose.
But for now, the end of the airport closures is a step in the right direction, though Thailand's tourism industry will take months, perhaps years, to recover from the fallout of this latest political drama. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.